Good morning, everybody. This is Dave Sullivan with First General Credit Union, and welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm excited to be here again. We've been doing the shows for a number of months now, and they've been going pretty well, wouldn't you say, Lady J?
Yes, I would say they're going very well.
Great. So we've had a lot of questions about different things, and this show we wanted to really cover how people are there's a lot of terms that get thrown around in relation to credit scores and credit reporting. So we're going to just break down some terms as we go through the show today. But wanted to remind you all that we're sponsored by, and I'm an employee, a proud employee of First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Muskegon. And we've got a lot of great programs over at First General, one of which is the Credit Launcher Program, which I developed, and it was really something that I've wanted to do for a long time. It's a program where if you no matter where you're starting from, you can improve your own credit. And what a lot of people do is they focus on bad credit. And what I find is people, you know, they get bogged down and then they figure, well, they've got bad credit and they give up. Well, what they really need is some good credit. And one of the things that they can do to improve their credit is get some good new accounts. And especially when you're starting out with a bad score, you need a good variety of credit. And one of the things that we did at First General is create the Credit Launcher Program, and it's something that I'm very proud of. It's a program that I had always wished was available. And what I've done is I've created a installment and a revolving account that are tied together. So no matter how bad your credit is, you can apply for this. And you get an installment loan, and that installment loan is held in an account to secure the credit card. So you get two accounts in one, and you're building your good credit. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight, but we've got some early returns on a few of the people who were relatives of the credit union, and they have already improved quite a bit. And maybe we'll have a show, Lady J, in the future about people who went on the Credit Launcher Program and how their score improved. How does that sound?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very excited to do that. Yeah. But today we're going to be covering terms. So a lot of times when I start talking about credit, I start using terms and people are like, well, wait, what is that? And I'm guilty of this, and many people in my industry are guilty of this. So we were going to go through some terms today. But if you did have an individual question, you can call me at 231-722-8338. I'd love to have a live question. I get a lot of comments on the YouTube channel and on Facebook and on LinkedIn. People contact me and they ask me a question about the personal credit. And I answer them, but now I'm saying, hey, by the way, can you help me out and call the radio station during the channel, during the radio program, and ask it live on the air. So love to have live questions. Call in 231-722-8338. I'm finally getting the phone number down right. Not too bad.
I bet at all.
It's only been, what, 10, 11 shows?
It's okay.
Yeah. But so we're going to go through some terms and knock those out. But again, I'm Dave Sullivan. I've been providing credit reports and credit reporting to the mortgage industry for 25 years. I've owned my own credit bureau. I sold it. I worked at the largest credit bureau in the country and was fortunate enough to find this great opportunity over at First General Credit Union. And I'm the VP of marketing there. And I was able to create my own program there, which I'm very proud of, called the Credit Launcher Program. You can go over to our website if you want to check it out, 1stgeneral.com. Look for Credit Launcher and all the information's right there for you. Lady J, if you would like to pick out one of the questions, and one of the terms that I wanted to cover first, and I'm not trying to jump around on you, but it was what is a FICO score, right? FICO score is what everybody talks about. It's almost like Kleenex now when you say credit or FICO score. It almost means the same thing. And the problem with that is people confuse it with other versions of credit scores that are out there. FICO and them has created part of the problem. They have 55 different versions of a FICO score, and it covers auto lending, credit card lending, and mortgage lending, all different types. And unfortunately, the ranges are not the same for all the different versions of FICO score. And that's not even talking about the really probably 10 to 20 other companies out there creating a credit score. So FICO is the company that was founded in the 50s by Earl Isaac and Bill Fair, a mathematician and an engineer. And what they did was they tried to figure out a way to predict people's behavior based on past events on their credit report. So if somebody had paid well in the past, they were going to try to score that quickly and predict the future payment repayment possibilities. And that's all a credit score is. It's just predicting the likelihood that you'll pay in the future based on what you'll pay in the past. And it doesn't look at where you live. It doesn't look at your income. It doesn't look at your status, your ethnic background. It doesn't look at your job. It really only looks at how have you paid in the past and then how will you pay in the future. And that's one of the great things about FICO is that it's just it's a mathematical algorithm based on your past behavior. So, you know, when you say FICO score, you should know that that's 90% of the lending done in the country is using a FICO score. So, and a lot of the advice I give is really based around my knowledge of the FICO score specifically. And they've changed versions, updated versions since 1956. It probably wasn't until the 90s, and I want to say towards the middle half of the 90s that credit scoring became an issue in the mortgage lending industry. Before that, it was just a credit score, and many times they were typed on something called a typewriter, and before that it was on stone. So you had your credit report, you know, that was chiseled in stone at one point, and then it went to a typewriter, and then credit scores came out, and we started doing everything electronically. So that's FICO. That's the background on FICO. And a good FICO score really is anything above 640. And if you want to get the very best rate, you need to really be around 740 or 760. And the thing about being up that high is you can have paid your bills on time for over 10 years and you could be at 720, which is a good score. But when you apply for a mortgage, that score might not be good enough. I mean, to get the very best rate. If you want the very best rate on everything, you really need to be about 760. And the things that we talk about in the show is how to get you there. So even if you think you have good credit, you might not have the best credit. And it just might be a few modifications in your behavior. It won't cost you any more, but it could be very easy for you to get the rest of the way up to the top. So that's where we're at with FICO scores. And again, we would love to have a live question, 231-722-8338. If you're watching live on Periscope, you can zoom in on the wonderful West Side, the best side, right, Lady J?
Oh, yes.
West Side's the best side.
West Side is the best side.
I rented a cabin that probably rents out for, I bet you, $1,200 to $1,500 a week in the summer. But over the winter, he rents it out to people it was only $600 a month. And I'm really regretting having to move out from there because, you know, the sunsets are beautiful and finally warm enough to go down on the beach, and now I've got to leave. So
that's just bad timing.
I know. Because
right
I can't swing the rent increase, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Definitely understand that one.
Right. So you got a term that looks interesting there, Lady J?
I think this term is interesting to everyone, and I think since it's so interesting to me, and I think it'd be interesting to everyone else, they probably need a better understanding of it to fully be aware of what they're getting themselves into. Repossession.
Yeah, so what is repossession? And I actually, in my office at First General Credit Union on Ellis Road, I sit across from the girls that we have handling our repossessions, and they're a great duo. Jenny and Beth Ann, they do a great job for us. But what is a repossession? So a repossession is when you borrow money on, let's say, a car, and then you don't pay. So then we have to contract out with a towing company, and they come and get your car at night. I think there's been some reality shows about that, but they go out and they repossess the car. So they take that back. In the mortgage industry, it's called foreclosure, right? You get kicked out of the house. Or an eviction if you're a renter. So repossession really is usually talking about an item that you borrowed money to get and then were forced to retrieve that collateral, and then it's a repossession. And it goes on your credit report, normally under a judgment. So what happens is you don't pay, we repossess, we then sell that asset, usually at a loss, and then the borrower is responsible for the difference. So usually, you know, we'll try to collect that, and then if we can't collect it, we have to then go to court. So then it becomes a civil judgment on your credit report, and then that will stay on your credit report for 7 years after that. So you don't want to have a repossession. Should never be your goal, right?
Exactly. I watched all those repo shows. They look like it gets pretty intense.
I want to go for a ride along, but then my wife won't let me. So she'd probably write again. But it sounds like a fun, exciting job, right?
I think at times it may be, until the people find out that you're repossessing their stuff.
Yeah. And then they're coming after you with a pitchfork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some fire.
Right. You might feel like Batman up until, you know, you get caught. But hopefully nobody goes through that. And, you know, one of the biggest thing I tell people is, look, if you're falling behind, I know that is hard. But reach out to the creditor. I know that Beth Ann and Jenny at First General Credit Union will work with you in any way that they can to keep that from happening. If you're falling behind, you can call them up and say, you could, you know, and this is any creditor, you can call them up and say, look, you know, I lost my job. Is there any way you could give me just a few months of a reduced payment and maybe I can make it up after I get a job? Or how can you work with me is what I would say. And just see if they can work with you. Nobody wants to repossess that. If they repossess it, they are losing money. And, you know, the interest rates right now are not very high anyway. So people who are lending money on cars are not making a lot of money. So if they repossess it, they lost money on that loan. And they will do, all creditors, not just First General, will do anything they can to keep that from happening. And they will work with you. So please don't, you know, if you do start to fall behind and they're calling you, and I know that's a hard phone call to take, just say, look, you know, this is my situation. I don't want to have it repossessed. I'll do anything I can. How can we work together through this problem? And they will work with you. So don't ignore a bad credit situation. Try to get on top of it. And many times that will save your credit report. They won't, you know, necessarily, if you do work out some temporary terms, it's a much better situation that you continue to pay something on time, and that will save your credit report, and you can bounce back. I mean, I was laid off. I mean, Lady J, have you ever been laid off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not fun.
No, not at all.
And, you know, you're in scramble mode, right? So hopefully you're not too far extended. That would be my first bit of advice. Don't overextend yourself. But second point is that if you are falling behind or if you're in a situation where you can't quite make your bills, reach out to the creditors and tell them. Many times they will work with you. And you know, hopefully you just need a few months of understanding. Lady J, you got another term. Oh, if you want to call in, 231-722-8338 on Periscope live now. If you zoom in on Muskegon, I'm probably the only person live on Periscope. How come Periscope's not more popular over here, do you think?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Yeah. I know a few people, only just a few, but maybe it's just because it's just a small town, small city.
You know, if you go on Musical.ly, a lot of kids are on Musical.ly now. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. Yeah. Not exactly sure what it does.
Okay. And it's pretty popular over here, especially with younger kids. And they kind of create these short sketches to music. It's really funny. Have you heard of it?
It's kind of like a dub smash, maybe?
A little bit, except for I have no idea what that means.
Oh. It's the same thing. They take little snippets of music or
and then they like
clips.
Act it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And, you know, that's very popular over here, but there's so many different social medias now that, you know, it's hard to take. So let's take another quick question, then we'll go to break, and hopefully we'll get some phone calls.
So tell us what it means when your account is delinquent.
All right. So when, that's a good question. When does it actually become delinquent? You know, and different companies have different policies, but normally, if you go beyond 30 days, meaning that if you're due on the 1st and you pay on the 15th, you're probably going to have a late payment or a late fee, but it will not necessarily go on your credit report as a 30-day late. Now, I wouldn't want to test it for fun. I would I would pay on time, but you know, if you are running late, again, reach out to the creditor to say, look, I'm running late. I'm getting paid next week. I'll get my payment on time. Please don't report me. But normally you have about 29 days before, or in February, 27 days before they will report to all three of the repositories that you were late.
Okay, sounds good.
So we're going to take a quick break, but if you want to call in live, 231-722-8338 is the number. And when we come back, we'll be hitting some more terms. Any terms that stick out right now, Lady J, that we'll cover when we get back?
Not just yet, but...
we'll have a good one.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Good, thank you. My question is, I had a car that's been repoed quite years ago. And I'm just receiving a cancellation letter this year. So how do I get that clarified off my credit report?
So you had a... can you hear me?
Hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you had a repossession, and now you're getting a letter that states that they're trying to collect the rest of the money, or... that's how it was handled through
It was a cancellation.
Cancellation letter. And so describe that letter. What is in that cancellation letter? What are they talking about? Are they canceling the loan?
For me. Yes, but it was stating that they canceled the debt.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure it's still reported on my credit.
Sure. And this happens as well. So the car was repossessed. They sold it, and then there was a balance owing. And now they're canceling the debt, which is basically they're forgiving the debt. So first step always is go out, pull your credit report, and find out how it is being reported. You want to make sure that that's being reported as zero. And what I would tell you to do is take that letter, if it's not being reported as zero, and send it to the repositories and dispute how it's reporting, if it is reporting with a balance. Now, you can't get it completely removed from your credit report, but you want to make sure it's zero and that the data last activity has happened. The date reported is not updating till today. It's very important on that type of an account. Have you pulled your credit report?
Pardon me?
Have you pulled your credit report recently?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So you can do that for free at annualcreditreport.com, or if you're in the Muskegon area, you can come on over to First General. We'd be happy to look at it for you. But you want to make sure it's reporting as zero and that the date reported is not updated. As long as you've done that, that's about all you can do. Now, you could dispute that with the repositories completely, the trade line, and just say that it's, you disagree with it. And they will investigate it, but odds are that's going to come back on the report, and that might actually update the date reported. So I wouldn't touch it if it is reporting correctly. I would focus on getting your other good credit together. What's your credit goal? What do you want to accomplish with your credit?
Oh, I want it to be excellent.
Okay. Do you want to, and this is important. So do you want to just have good credit so that you know you're good, or do you want to buy a house, or do you want to buy a car, or... do you have anything like that in your future?
Well, yes, in the future I am looking to buy a home.
Okay. So, and that's why it's so important that you look at your credit now and you get those bad things tied up with the reporting date stopped. And then work on your good credit, right? So do you have an account that you've had for a long time that's never been late, like a credit card or even an auto loan, although that will pay off? Do you have anything that... what I want to make sure is that you have a long credit history with a good, at least one good credit card. And if you don't, then you should add one now.
Well, I do.
Okay.
I have a
good. Well, stay current on that. Keep the balance low. And then I would say pull your credit report. And if you are trying to get to a mortgage, you should really talk to a mortgage lender. And if you are in Muskegon, we've got George Cannon, who's a good friend of mine, and will really work with you, even if it's a year away or even 2 years away. If we get a game plan together for you now, we can get you there probably in about 6 to 8 months, no matter where you're coming from. We can get you headed in the right direction, and I'm glad you're starting early, which is important. So thank you so much for calling in. Are you in the Muskegon area?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Good. So we're having a member picnic. So if you want to join First General on June 4th, we're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers from 12 till 3. We're going to have an egg toss and a rolling pin competition where the ladies will throw a rolling pin at either a dummy or their husband. It's totally up to them. And the more times you hit them, the more you win.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much for calling in. Lady J, is that have you been throwing rolling pins lately?
No, not at all.
Okay. So we might have you practice a little bit before, because there will be valuable prizes.
Practice for throwing a rolling pin?
Yeah.
What kind of prizes do you get?
It's going to be valuable prizes.
Okay.
Valuable prizes at the Credit Union Picnic. And you are welcome to come, of course. All members are.
Okay.
And 12 to 3, on it's actually a Saturday, June 4th. We would love to have you out there. And it's just something that when I was a kid, we used to have these fairs. And then one of the things you do is get the biggest, heaviest rolling pin you can find and have the ladies throw it at the dummy.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Hopefully they weren't mad.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And an egg toss. Have you ever done an egg toss before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so those are a lot of fun, too.
Do you throw? Are the eggs cooked?
They're not cooked. They're raw.
Oh.
And you start, 3 feet apart, and you get a line of people, and you get a partner, and you throw the egg back and forth, and you move people back, and the person who catches the egg the longest, they win.
Oh, yeah. I see. Before it cracks.
They're the winner of the valuable prizes.
Nice.
So, awesome. Do we have another, since we talked about FICO earlier, we should probably talk about Vantage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
So we talked about credit scores and FICO scores, and they're the dominant player. But what the repositories, which are TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, they bring the information together, and then FICO scores it. And that's how it had been for years. Well, along about 2011 or 12, the repositories got together and created an LLC, and they said, we're going to have our own credit score, and we're going to call it Vantage. Now, they've had Vantage 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. And when they were on 2.0, their range was 501 to 990. And as we all know, FICO for the mortgages is 300 to 850. So you had people going out to places like annualcreditreport.com getting a Vantage 2.0 score in the 700s. And then they would go to a mortgage lender and have them pull the score, and it would be 500. So that's where a lot of the confusion came in from, and, it just was a mess. So what they did with 3.0 was they adopted the industry standard of 300 to 850. So now Vantage, which is this other company that competes with FICO, is using the same range, which has really helped people out. I think it was a good move for consumers. I think it was good for the industry as a whole. So I'm very positive on that. Now, Vantage is not really used in mortgage lending, and they have been putting a push on to get in there because that's where all the, the big dollars are for revenue standpoint is mortgage lending, or really any lending. So Vantage has been very heavy at the Mortgage Bankers Association conferences, and they've been a big sponsor. They got a lot of money behind them, but they have not cracked into mortgage lending yet.
Now, that is actually very interesting to sit here and say that, and especially with the different scores, because they range from so much, but that's just for mortgage.
Yeah,
I don't think people get that there's more to the score versus mortgage / car loan, things like that.
Even FICO has an auto FICO score, and we pulled a credit report for a borrower that they had gone to an auto dealer and then come to us, and the score was about 30 to 40 points off, and the reason was they were using a different version of FICO score. So Vantage, again, is now on the same scoring model, but they have been really pushing hard. And what I was going to say is Fannie and Freddie, at the end of June, is going to update their system. Now, Fannie and Freddie are the quasi-government agencies, I guess fully owned by the government now after the meltdown, that 99% of all mortgages go through Fannie and Freddie. And they're updating their system to 10.0. When that happens, a lot of different things are going to go on. But Mel Watt, who is the director of Fannie and Freddie, or Fannie, I should say, is under a lot of pressure from Congress to update that score. And I don't know where that's coming from, but my thought was we were going to finally get off of FICO 5, which is the old version that we're all using now for mortgage lending, and get onto something more modern like FICO 8 or 9. Well, now, as we get closer to the date, I'm not so sure that that's going to happen. But what my point was is until Fannie and Freddie accept Vantage, which they don't now, Vantage is really a non-issue. It just pretty much confuses people.
So there's it's just there for just to be there.
They're trying to compete with FICO. But until Fannie and Freddie accept Vantage, they're really not, they're off the radar.
Hmm. So what's the difference between FICO 8, 9, and 10?
Well, we're on 5, which was actually developed in 04. Mm-hmm. So it's over 10 years old. And one of the huge improvements when we went from 05 to 08 and 9 was when you pay off a collection, it no longer counted to your credit score. In the past, with 05, it does. So if you have a year-old collection and you pay it off, it's now a paid collection today, and that hurts your score, which is counterintuitive, right?
Yes, very.
So if you pay off a collection, that should be good. Your score should go up.
Exactly.
But if it's an old collection and you pay it off, your score goes down. And that's true today. When they came out with FICO 8 and 9, they changed it. They said all paid collections don't count at all. So if you pay a collection that's a year old, it doesn't count anymore. If you pay a collection that's a week old, it doesn't count anymore, which is a huge improvement. Mm-hmm. And I think a better indicator of someone's future ability to pay down a debt. If they're starting to become more interested in a better credit score, they're going to pay more attention to it. If they're paying off their old debt, it shouldn't hurt them.
Exactly.
And people get frustrated by that, and then they give up.
Yes.
Well, that's the change. And my hope was that Fannie and Freddie were going to update the model that they were on. Now, I'm not so sure. And if they don't, it's going to create a huge kind of a large amount of confusion when they do change over. I'll have some more information in future shows. Actually, probably the show that we do the first week of July.
Nice.
We'll cover that. But for now, we're on 05. And if you pay an old collection today, it will hurt your score. So that's why you got to be very cautious about when you pay it.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about dates. Date reported, date of last activity, open date. So real quickly, the dates are very important. Probably the most important thing on a credit report. The date opened is the date when you got the account, obviously. You opened it, and the older the better. So when you're looking at your credit report, you see the date opened, the older, the better. If you look at the date of last activity, that is the most important on open accounts, okay? Not on collection, on open accounts. Date of last activity is the most important. Now, date reported on a collection account is the most important, not date of last activity. So when you think about the dates as you're reviewing your credit report, make sure that on open accounts that are still active, that you're looking at the date of last activity. On collection accounts, it's the date reported. Those are the key dates that I wanted to cover today. And then there's also the date, the statement date or the reporting date, which is not on the credit report. Do you remember talking about that, Lady J?
Yes.
Okay. So when's the best time to pay your bill?
To pay the bill?
Yeah.
I think it's a few days before the actual reporting date.
Yes. You've been paying attention.
Yay.
You get an A for the day.
A.
I've got gold stars in my briefcase. I'll give you one.
Thanks.
Very good, Lady J. So that's really the key. And it also will impact this Fannie and Freddie changeover because they're going to look at something called the trended credit data, which everybody's talking about now. And if you keep your balance as low as possible, now I'm not talking about paying more than you're paying right now, but if you pay it before the reporting date, that's going to be the key. That's how you're going to keep your balances as low as you can for the same money you're going to pay anyway. So the reporting date, the statement date or the reporting date is the key date that you have to be aware of. But you find that on your statement. You find that on your online account. You don't find that on the credit report.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was it. That went by quick.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. we could do terms for a long time.
Oh, that could take all day.
Yeah. And I want to thank the lady who called in, especially because she's local. I really do like it here in Muskegon. And if you want to call in next week, 231-722-8338.
I think next week we should do like a show with student loans or you know, something that everybody deals with.
Because you're bored with the terms?
No, not bored with the terms, but
all right.
To put it more in perspective.
Student loans, and there are some ways to get student loans paid off without actually paying them or even reducing the payments to fit your income.
See, now I need to know about
that. So now you're interested. Yeah. All right, next week, student loans. Okay. But thanks so much, future Emmy Award-winning Lady J.
Far too kind, as always.
And take care, and we'll talk to you next time.